Diesel Williams has got two. He should have had three, you know.
He should have had four.
He could have had four. He joins us on the line. Go, Deez.
Gary, Tim, good morning.
How many could you have had?
Sorry, just before I start.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm actually at a function at Etihad. I'm sitting on the wing at Etihad Stadium.
Yep.
I'm on my own. There's no one else on the ground. And actually, it's the only ground in Melbourne, Tim, that I've been best on ground at. I've never played on this ground.
How would you have gone on Etihad? It's a fast deck, Diesel.
Same, Gary.
No.
Fast deck.
No, it's all right. It comes past quicker and more times.
Do you look forward to Brownlow night?
Yeah, I do. No, look, I do. I think it's a great night, and no, it's a great honour to win one, and I've won a couple. And actually, my great mate Barry Mitchell, Tom, obviously favourite. So I'm hoping he can get over the line.
You did a bit of work with him too, didn't you, Tommy Mitchell?
Yeah, I have practiced a fair bit with Tom. I really have, known him since he was obviously a baby and everything. So no, he's had a great couple of seasons in a row, and I just hope he gets rewarded tonight.
Hey, Diesel, do you think he's a much improved player since leaving Sydney and going to Hawthorn? Do you think that he's become a much better player?
Oh, look, I believe even at the Swans, they had a super midfield. He was only playing about 60, 70% of the time up there, Tim, in the midfield, you know, and he was averaging about 30 possessions with that sort of time on the ground. And since he's been at the Hawks, he's been out there 100% of the time nearly. And, you know, his possessions, obviously, record pace, and he's just phenomenal in close, and his handball. You know, he can't do much more than he does. Like, he's actually a beautiful left foot as well.
Yeah.
I think if you remember the grand final, they lost the second quarter. He had about 15 possessions, kicked a couple of goals in that grand final. Like, yeah. Kennedy was on fire that day for the Swans, but that was an enormous quarter.
Yeah, no,
he's never really turned the corner for him.
No, he's been a brilliant performer this year. Diesel, you have an encyclopedic mind when it comes to the game and your own performances and your stats and that type of thing. When you went to those Brownlow Medal nights, the 86 and the 94, did you just have a little card there in front of you when you're just ticking off, okay, here comes another three, here comes another three?
No, not quite like that, especially the first one. I'm actually at a function with Dipper, of course. We shared it in 86, and look, I was only about 21 then, and I wasn't expecting to win or anything, but 94 was a bit different. I was like a bit stiff in 93, Gary. Yes. Wanganeen won it, which is fair enough.
That was your last game against the Demons at Optus Oval.
Yeah, I struggled a bit that day too.
What'd you have?
How many did you have?
No, I had 44. I was a bit stiff not to go. I only needed one vote, for God's sake.
You didn't get a vote.
You had 40 and didn't get a vote.
Nah, don't worry about it. Don't take me there, but...
No, that's unbelievable, Diesel. You had 40 and you didn't get a vote.
That's right.
Don't take him there, Tim. He said don't take him there, otherwise it'll go for another hour.
I want to
talk about the year after. I bounced back the year after and won in 94, Tim, so that's...
Okay, was there...
Career. I always bounce back.
I know you always bounce back. You're one of the best players I've ever seen, Diesel. But was there another year that you probably should have polled a little bit better than you did?
Actually, I always polled well. Like, I'm not trying to be overconfident, but even in Bendigo League, I won two league medals in Bendigo. Actually, the more umpires were out there, the more votes I got.
Hey, Diesel, I was telling Gary, the first time you played against us, you were playing for Geelong, and we didn't know who you were, okay? We just said, look, here's a fat, slow bloke here. When nobody paid any attention to you. It was out at Waverley Park. I think you probably had around 40 touches that day.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was slow, and I averaged more touches at Waverley than any other ground in Australia, which you'd think I'd be better on smaller grounds and stuff like that, but I love space, and I could read the play like no one else, Tim. As you know.
Well, I knew that. I just followed you one day and I got 50.
Just, Tim, when you start introducing me next time, can you just say I'm the best player of all time, not one of them?
Yeah, one of the best. Not good enough. Hey, Deez, what about the fact that, you know, people saying if Tommy Mitchell wins tonight, it's just a Brownlow. The Brownlow's just a midfielder's medal.
Yeah. No, well, it is. Like, it is. So many midfielders have won it, but well, there's about 8 or 10 midfielders in each team now. Obviously, there's a fence and the ruckman. Hopefully, I think they'll get more votes tonight. I really think we'd be worried about, you know, the ruckman might get a lot of votes tonight, which they probably deserve, you know, because obviously Maxi and Collingwood guy, sorry.
Grundy, yep.
They've done, you know, they've had a great season, so hopefully they play well. And obviously, defenders, I think defenders will get more votes tonight than they have for a long time.
How do you go? How do you and Dipper? You've got it down to pat now. You just come together for the week and you put together enough stuff to put a new pool in there or buy a new boat.
You reckon I'm a bit confident in myself. Christ, Dipper's the biggest. He's got the biggest head on anyone. he's very happy with the way he's played, Dipper. But that's fine. No, look, it's great to share one with him. He's a great coach, Dipper. He really is.
Hey, Diesel, before we let you go and we get your tip, and I think we know who you're going to go with, but Harry Madden got the 3 votes with 10 possessions against Melbourne that day that you missed out.
That's right. Look, I don't like talking about it. The umpire deliberately didn't vote for me. We know that.
I do know this story. I've heard you tell it.
Yeah, that's a true story as well. I haven't got time to tell the whole story, have I?
Probably not, but can you give us a short version?
Well, the short version is I met the other umpire, Brownlow, about 10 years later. He told me the truth, what happened, and unfortunately, it's not good for Russo. It's not good at all.
Diesel, we love it when you pick the phone up and have a chat with us. Enjoy the night tonight, and hopefully Baz's boy, Tommy, can get across the line.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thanks. See you later, boys.
Hiya, Diesel.
What a chat.